Welcome to Let's Talk About Tests Baby, a weekly podcast about software testing, QA processes, agile, and other general geekery. My name's Jem Hill, and I'll be your host. Hello, listeners. Landmark episode 20. Why is episode 20 a landmark? Well, according to something I saw in the Journal of I Read It Somewhere and Now I Can't Find It Again studies, episode 20 of podcast is generally where you either run out of things to say, like run out of topics, or if you can get through episode 20 strong, it's a sign that you've got a fairly successful podcast on your hand content-wise, if not necessarily listener number-wise, and you can continue on. And while I don't know about the latter, I definitely thought I was hitting the former a couple of weeks ago. I just had this writer's block, imposter syndrome, anxiety, meltdown, and my mind was completely blank on things I was going to say. It was writer's block, and then I haven't even been a tester for like a year yet. Am I just being incredibly naive or presumptuous, like doing this podcast, pretending like I know stuff about anything? And is it worth it, you know, all my listeners' time? Then, of course, I reminded myself that I'm not Apple or U2, and I'm not actually forcing you to have these podcasts on your devices without your permission. So I sat down, I gave myself a mental smack, and I've got a lot more topics planned out. Most of them are half written. I've got plans for a couple of guests. While I'm still not at testing conferences, I've got a couple of conferences coming up, which are going to be excellent. And so I'm feeling reinvigorated. But it's been a bit busy. It's been a busy couple of weeks. So I thought I'd have this bit of an interval sort of landmarky episode just to take stock of where I am and where I'm going. Because the most important thing, of course, is that I'm learning about what I know and what I don't know. And it's motivating me to learn more. I've just signed up for a automate the boring things with Python course. It's currently being given away for free. I'll drop the link into the show notes, which is nice. And I've been looking at learning automation properly for a while, so that'll be quite nice to do that. I've also made a mind map for the podcast. I'm going to split it up into things I know and things I know I should know. And then I'm going to dive deep into all those ideas on both sides, just to see what ideas I can pull out and link together and what I can expand from old episodes going forward, things like that. I'm also considering playing with the format a bit. I want to get some more guests on, maybe some storytelling going on in there, if possible. Because another thing that I've discovered is that if you have to write between 500 and 700 words, if you're me, that motivates you to write a lot outside the podcast as well. And it'd be quite nice to bring some of that into the podcast more. So just play about with like storytelling formats and podcast formats a bit. So I'm having a lot of fun. And I've got to sort of a cusp, I think, where I'm getting a little more into it. Recording is no longer this huge thing that takes me like an hour to do. I can edit on the fly a lot more, compared to waiting until the end to edit it all together. So I'm feeling a lot more comfortable. The new outro, I think, is really good. The intro, I'm kind of thinking of playing with. I'm unsure yet. So I think it's all coming together quite nicely. I'm still not 100% happy with the process I've got. I'm still leaving things to pretty much the last minute when it comes to recording and uploading. But the actual process of writing and finding things to write about, I think I'm doing a lot better at. I've got a habit of favouriting tweets and throwing links into a Google Doc, and then weekly I'll go through my favourites, unfavourite them, and transfer links into a Google Doc as I go. And I've got one for old episodes and one for new episodes, so I've got sort of a process there, but nothing as slick as I would like. But I don't want a Google Doc for each individual episode, and you know, the process doesn't feel as efficient as it could be, so I need to do some more research around podcast processes and see if I can make it a bit more streamlined. But the actual information gathering and research process is getting a lot better. And I like producing the transcripts. I like that I have a bit of a script. Sometimes I think it comes across like I'm reading all the time, even the bits where I'm not reading, but I think I'm getting better at that as well. I'm using the script a lot more as a jumping off point, and maybe like the first couple of sentences of a paragraph I'll kind of read to make sure I know where I am, and then I'll go off a little bit more. So while I'm still saying pretty much the same things in the transcript, it feels and sounds a lot more natural, I think. I generally tend to write sort of most evenings, well, a few evenings a week, but I'm wondering if it's worth me trying to carve out some time and bookmark it in a calendar to say this is the time I'll write this podcast, so I'm not sort of doing it sort of ad hoc, because it's easier to procrastinate that way, maybe. So plans for future episodes include a few more on exploratory testing, really digging deep into the theory of it, I think. I'll definitely be talking about the automation course that I'm going to do. I've got a couple of ideas for guests, as always. If you want to be a guest, please do let me know. Drop me a line. And any sort of feedback or ideas are always welcome. Criticisms, all of it. I want to thank everyone who always plugs any of my episodes. I'm not sure where episode 18 was plugged, because I've not received any like Google alerts or any sort of referrals or anything like that, and my Libsyn account doesn't give me the full story. But that was my most popular episode to date by a long way. We're talking about almost double the amount of downloads compared to my other most popular episodes. So that's incredible. Thank you so much for everyone who downloads all my episodes and plugs them everywhere. That one really did pick up and just was run with. I've reached 1,000 total downloads this month, which is, again, just incredible. Thank you all so much for sticking with me through this thing. I worried that I would actually get this far, to be honest with you, because I can be quite flaky about things. So thank you for sticking with me. I think I've improved a lot since the first episode. I hope I'm going to continue improving. Thank you all for sticking with me. And here's to the next 20 episodes and beyond. I'm going to wrap it up here. I am going to be at Barcat Manchester both days this weekend. And I am going to be at PHP NW both days the weekend after. If you're going to be there, hit me up. I would love to talk to people. I will be there talking to people. I don't know yet if I'm doing a talk at Barcat Manchester, but if there's a slot, I probably will, because, you know. And if there's an unconference at PHPNW, maybe I will. I'll certainly be hanging out in the unconference, because I'm not actually a developer. So some of the talks are going to be great. I'm looking forward to a lot of them, including friend of the show, Mike Bell, who is going to be doing a main stage talk, his mental health and open source one, on the Sunday. That's going to be great. But there are some slots where there are no talks aimed at people who aren't developers, surprisingly, for a PHP conference. I know. I too was shocked. So I'll probably be, I'm pretty sure there's an unconference track, so I'll be hanging out there. Come find me if there's anyone out there listening who's going to be there. And I will be back next week. As always, all show notes and contact details will be on letstalkabouttests.xyz. letstalkabouttests@gmail.com is the email address. @letstalktests is the Twitters. I am gem_hill on Twitter. You can find me there. And yeah, see you in a week's time. Bye. And that's it for this episode. Thank you for listening, and be sure to join me in a week's time for the next episode. In the meantime, please do check out letstalkabouttests.xyz, where all show notes will be posted. You can contact the show at letstalkabouttests@gmail.com and follow the show on Twitter @letstalktests. My Twitter is @gem_hill. If you enjoyed the show, please rate and review on iTunes, it always helps. Thanks, and bye!